Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, April 24th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. Apple's second generation AirPods are only a month old, but we're already tracking rumors about the next update to AirPods with two new stories today. The new AirPods feature optional wireless charging, the ability to invoke Siri with a voice command, and Bluetooth connection improvements, but AirPods 3 could have even bigger changes. First up today is a new report from DigiTimes, which claims Apple is working with assemblers and suppliers already to prepare AirPods 3 for the end of the year. DigiTimes adds that the third-gen version of AirPods in development will feature some form of noise cancellation. DigiTimes doesn't have the best track record for accurate rumor reporting, but this is not the first mention of two versions of AirPods coming this year, nor the first mention of noise cancellation coming to AirPods. A few hours later, we got our hands on a copy of Ming-Chi Kuo's latest supply chain report, which also focuses on future upgrades to AirPods. According to Kuo, Apple is indeed planning two new models of AirPods for as soon as this fall or early next year. According to Kuo, one model of the new AirPods will feature a new design and higher price. And before you wonder, could Apple really release two versions of AirPods in one year? The same thing happened with the iPad 3 to iPad 4. It was a spring release and then a fall release, so it's possible. According to Kuo, AirPods will see changes to how they're manufactured too, moving to a so-called system and package design that makes it easier to assemble and lowers production costs while reducing internal space. Kuo adds that he believes Apple will sell 52 million sets of AirPods this year, possibly reaching as high as 75 million AirPods sold across 2020. And a few other updates. Apple Pay is now available in Austria for the first time, with two banks supported at launch starting today. And earlier this week, we shared that Apple has been granted clearance from the FCC to start selling Beats Power Beats Pro wireless earphones, a sign that the planned May launch is on track. One day later, we learned that Beats only plans to launch the black version of Power Beats Pro in May, saving the three other color options, which include ivory, navy, and moss, for a launch later this summer. You still can't order Power Beats Pro yet, but we think orders might open up within the next week, possibly the end of this month, with shipment starting in May. And on youtube.com/9to5Mac, Jeff Benjamin has a helpful new video that explains the differences between Apple's current iPads, from the $329 iPad to the iPad Mini 5 and iPad Air 3 to the high-end iPad Pro models. So check out Jeff's latest hands-on video on YouTube. Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com.